Right before dawn, a hush falls over Santa Luz. The things that live and prey in the night are either searching for a burrow to spend the day in, or looking for one last little snack. Predators get desperate as the sun, that great enemy of all darkness, walks closer to the rim of dawn. Which explains why I was flat on my back, again, with Hellbreed's strong fingers cutting off my air and my head ringing like someone had set off dynamite inside it.
The closer to dawn, the harder the fight.
Sparks spat from silver charms tied in my hair, blessed moon metal reacting to something inimical. The traitor squeezed, fingers sinking into my throat, and the flat shine of the dusted lying over his eyes as they narrowed, a forked tongue flickering past the broken yellow stubs of his teeth.
Apparently, dental work wasn't part of the contract he made with whatever Hellbreed gave him supernatural strength, as well as the ability to set shit on fire at 1,000 paces.
I brought my knee up, hard. The bony part of my knee sank into his crotch, meeting precious little resistance.
That didn't sound like much fun. The Hellbreed didn't give him an athletic cup either.
The traitor's eyes rolled up, and he immediately let go of my trachea. I added injury to insult by clocking him on the side of the head with a knife hilt. I didn't slip the knife between his ribs because I wanted to bring him in for questioning.
What can I say? Maybe I'm in a good mood. Besides, I have other worries. For one, this burning warehouse.
Smoke roiled thick in the choking air, almost obscuring the girl handcuffed to a support post. I gained my feet with a convulsive lurch, eyes streaming, wrenched his hands away from his genitals and behind his back, and clapped the silver-plated cuffs on the traitor's skinny wrists. I would have told him he was under arrest, but I didn't have the breath. I scooped up the handle of my bullwhip and vaulted a stack of wooden boxes, their sides beginning to steam and smoke under the lash of heat. My steel-reinforced boot heels skidded to a stop, giving the girl a once-over while my fingers stowed the whip.
Mousy brown hair? Check. Big blue eyes? Check. Mole high up on her right cheek? Check. We have a confirmed sighting. Thank God. Now to get her out of here.
Reagan Smith! Your mom sent me to find you!
Who are you? Leave me alone!
I grabbed her handcuffs. She tried to kick me.
Good girl. Bet you gave that asshole a run for his money.
I curled my fingers around the cuffs on either side. The scar on my right wrist ran with prickling heat, pumping strength into my hand. I gave a quick, short yank. She was hysterical and wiry strong. The roar of the fire would drown out any reassurance I might be able to offer her, and my long leather trench coat was beginning to smoke. I was carrying plenty of ammo to make things interesting in here if it got hot enough. Not to mention the fact that the girl was only human. She would roast alive before I got really uncomfortable.
Move it, Jill. You promised her mother you'd bring her back if it was at all possible.
Promises like that are hell on hunters. I snapped a glance over my shoulder at the traitor lying cuffed on the floor. He appeared to be passed out. They're tricky fuckers. You don't negotiate a successful bargain with a Hellbreed without being slippery. Of course, since I'd caught him, you could argue that his bargain hadn't been that successful. A heap of burning rubble fell down, smashing on the concrete and scattering. A lick of flame ran along an oily runnel in the floor. The girl made things interesting by almost twisting free.
Damn it! I'm trying to help you!
The girl was almost insane with fear, fighting as if I was the enemy.
That said, it probably messes one's world up when one sees a woman in a long black leather coat beat the shit out of a traitor using a bullwhip, 3 clips of ammo, and the inhuman speed of the damned.
Silver charms tied in my long dark hair spat and crackled with blue sparks. Hot blood slicked several parts of me, and I'm sure I was wearing my mad face. I hefted the girl over my shoulder like a sack of potatoes, and spent a few precious seconds glancing again at the motionless traitor. Burning bits of wood covered his smoking clothes, but I thought I saw a glimmer of eyes. She beat at my back with her fists. I sprinted down the long central aisle of the warehouse, hell-lit with garish flame. fire twisted, stealing air and replacing it with toxic smoke. The scar, my souvenir from Santa Luz's biggest hell breed, ran with sick, wet delight as I pulled force through it, my aura flaming into the visible, a star of spiky plasma light. I hit the hole in the wall, going almost full speed. The application of force made the landing much harder. Something snapped in my right leg, and the rest of my right side took the brunt of the blow, trying to shield the girl from impact. Concrete. Cold. The blasting heat of the fire as it devoured all the oxygen it could reach.